Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news from the courts. The rulings flying fast and furious in this death penalty case out of Anderson County. LP Phillips has the latest, LP.
Okay, this is the wheels of justice actually spinning fast here. The U.S. Supreme Court has now denied both of its petitions before it for Robert Roberson. He is the man accused in the shaking baby death syndrome case. In this case, the Supreme Court had petitions and has had them for several hours today and has ruled that both of them should be denied, meaning if it were up to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling right now, Roberson would be put to death at 6 o'clock. However, also happening within the last 15 minutes, a judge in Travis County, this is just a state district court judge, has issued a temporary restraining order blocking the execution. How that meshes up with the U.S. Supreme Court, we don't know, but I'm guessing that one is going to cite the other when the appeals are filed in this. Roberson is on death row for the 2002 shaking death of his two-year-old daughter. His lawyers say the entire trial based on the debunked claim of shaken baby syndrome. The state says that that's not the case at all. It was blunt force trauma that killed the child. In the state legislature, the Committee on Jurisprudence actually issued a subpoena for Roberson to testify Monday. That's what the state Supreme Court or the state district court's hearing was, because he can't show up if he's been executed. So the judge there said, you're right, you have the right to bring him before the committee. I'm going to block the execution. How this all plays together is going to be appealed and cut and pasted over the next few hours. Stay tuned.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.